Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
And welcome to the program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated. We are dedicated. You're dedicated. That's why you're listening to this show. I'm dedicated. That's why, because I'm here. You're here. I'm here. We're all here because we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. That's just the way it is. There's no other way to do it. If you're going to do something, damn it, you just got to do it. You want to get rid of ISIS? Well, then you've got to do it. If we really want to do something, damn it, we can do it, but we got to do it. If we didn't want our freedom in the first frickin' place, what would have happened? Well, we'd still be sending olive branches to England and bowing to the damn queen, which I'm not going to bow to no one. I don't care who you are. We don't do that. We don't bow. We don't curtsy. We do not have royalty. Says it in the Constitution. It says it in the founding, the very founding principles of this country. But, well, it's such a racist thing. It was written by white people, and they had slaves. So that makes the whole document racist. I mean, I just can't. Sometimes, I mean, that's exactly what it is. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight, don't be shy. 646-716-79er. Make it official, 78. And you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, that's all it takes. Just one. Just one. I'm sorry, but sometimes a rotten apple can make the entire damn orchard rotten. And that's exactly what we have and what we have here and what we have here now. We can change it. We can change course. It's no problem. Left full rudder. Oh, guess he didn't hear me. Here we are going full speed ahead into what? Well, that freaking cliff on the edge of the earth. That's what we're going into. And yeah, we're going to fall. Oh, all the way down. That's right. Davy Jones's locker. Hell. That's exactly where we're going. Straight to hell. Why? Well, I don't know. I guess, you know, a lot of people found a way to make a lot of money by lying, getting power, the control. That's all they're after, the control. Well, our country is a free country. That's what we were founded on. We founded a country that didn't have this kind of control. That's why, well, we formed the country. Hello? Oh, that's right. They don't teach history anymore in the schools. We can't do that. Let's make our own history. One that's happy. And the Democrats win every single time. And this way, well, the children, oh, we love the children. They'll grow up just thinking that this is the way it is, and everybody will be happy. Oh, look, a unicorn. Oh, God damn, that drives me absolutely nuts. Why these people can't frickin' think, man? How do they not know what the hell that they're doing? How can they not see that goddamn cliff on the edge of the goddamned earth? And this is goddamned. If there is a God out there, I don't know, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But if there was, if I was a God, I would be damning this. You damn Skippy, I would be. Absolutely. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. And all for what? Just so people don't have to admit that they're wrong. They have to double down, triple down, quadruple down. Well, look, I'm sorry, but you know what? We've been listening to you people our entire friggin' lives. And none of it has worked. You people never listen to us, so it's now time that you listen to us. No more of this, no more of that, no more of nothing. You get nothing anymore. You're like the spoiled little brat. Keeps getting everything, 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 and there's only one way to teach the little brat a lesson. That is to sit in the corner with your yap shut. Do not open it. Keep it closed. If you open it, I will tape it shut. You sit there and you listen. You clean the wax out of your ears. Make sure you don't pull your brains out. And you listen. You don't speak. You don't think. You absorb the information and shut. I am sick and tired of having to listen to you. We got to listen to the other side just to listen to the other side. But what the hell point is that? I mean, the other side is just hogwash. It's gibberish. It's garbage. It's filth. It's stupid. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. It's dangerous. I don't understand how people cannot see this. I mean, come on. Just so you don't have to admit that your stupid idea was wrong? That Obama is a joke? He's destroying this country? Yes, he is fundamentally transforming it, which we did not need. For what? Fundamentally transforming it? For what? We're free. We already fundamentally transformed it. I mean, if this is what I'm talking about, I can't understand it. I don't get their logic. And if you do figure out their logic, they just change it. They get in trouble with it. They get caught in a lie. Oh, I didn't say that. Yeah, but the video and the audio and, you know, all of this, everything, all the evidence, all the fingerprints, all the blood stains, all the paper trails. Points right here to you. There's the evidence is overwhelming. Nope, that didn't happen. Nope, wasn't me. I didn't do nothing. Well, yeah, you did. You're guilty, and you're guilty of sin. So what does the public do? Well, they vote the bastards back into office. Now, I mean, why? I mean, how the hell do you go into a voting booth? Why do you go into a voting booth? I mean, look, if you're not going to take it serious, you know, just stay at home. Kim Kardashian's on. You got a whole closet full of freaking Cheetos. Big, nice couch there. Got some pillows. Prop yourself up. The old cat will lay on your stomach. Keep you nice and warm. Jesus, God almighty, man. I haven't even started yet tonight. All right. Before we all, we got to get underway here first. How the hell are we going to fight freedom if we don't get our goddamn ship underway? Let's get it underway. Let's go. There we are. Officially underway and headed out to sea. Wilson makes shift colors. Arr, let's go. Let's go. All right. Before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, Michelle and Isaiah Ryder still need your help. Is he home? No. Why? Well, because people found a way to make a lot of money stealing kids. So we got to fight this. Go on Facebook, Twitter. I don't go on Twitter. I can't figure it out. Why do people sit on there and just sit there and read what people are what they're doing every 5 minutes? And why are you even telling people what the hell you're doing every 5 minutes? Get your ass off that damn computer. Go find a job. Do something productive. If you don't have a job, you don't want a job, you don't need a job, well, then do something productive. Do something. Make a contribution. Read. Learn. Shut up and listen. I don't know. Just a suggestion. I don't know. I don't know where this stuff comes from. I'm a wacko. I'm a whack job. Well, that's right, I am. And I'm okay with it. So what the hell difference does it make? Free, you got to be who you are, not who a stupid party tells you to be. I vote, you know, mainly Republican because they're close. Well, some of them are, some of them aren't. I don't know who the bastard I'm going to be voting for this election. They don't have anybody. I'm going to vote none of the above. I'm not interested in either one of them. Both of you go back home and shut up. But is that going to happen? I don't know. Who the hell knows? I'm going to vote everybody out. If you're an incumbent, you're out. Did you do a good job? Well, no. Why? Well, because we still have the goddamn problems. No more. No more free passes. John Boehner? No. You don't know. Ohio? What the hell? You need a Republican in there. A real Republican. Somebody with a conservative mind. Somebody that understands the Constitution, believes in freedom. Just because John Boehner is a speaker of the stupid house, and he's got the Republican nomination already, doesn't mean that you can't run. You can get your name on that ballot, and if you can't get it on time, you can do a write-in. You can do a write-in. Make yourself known. If you're in Ohio and you believe John Boehner hasn't done a good job, which if you've been paying attention, you would realize that he hasn't. I don't care what the optics are. I don't care what it looks like. I care what it does. Do it. If it's right, do it. Who cares if they're going to call you a racist? My God. That stupid Nancy Pelosi was calling you racists, calling you Nazis. She got away with it. They've been getting away with it for how long now? Because the Republican Party freed the slaves, that makes them racists. They freed them from the Democrats, which makes them racists. It's the way it's always been. Don't worry about it. They're going to say it regardless. They don't need facts or evidence or proof. I don't need none of that. Facts? Proof? What the hell? What's wrong with you, boy? Idiot. They don't need that. They're Democrats. Come on. Come on. Stop. Come on. Don't you know? Well, anyway, getting back to the, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day, which I God only knows where we're going to end up tonight. Just in one of those moods. That's all right. I can't help it. You got to be who you are. Don't be what a party tells you to be. You be who you are. You got to think for yourself. You can't have a government think for you, a computer think for you, your friends think for you, your little college professors think for you, newspapers, books. I can't tell you how to think. You got to figure it out. You can read the books. You can listen to people. You can pay attention. But you got to figure it out on your own. You can take notes. But when it all comes down to it, it's got to be your decision. You have got to figure out who the hell you are and why you are the way you are. It doesn't really matter why, but you got to figure out. You got to be who you are. Stop going by these parties. I'm sick and tired of this crap. I don't care what your stupid party name is. Republican, Democrat, independent, and all this other gobbledygook, and the libertarians, and all these names, and all these groups. Everybody wants to be united, but everybody's segregated into groups. Stop with the groups, man. I don't want a group up there. I don't want a party up there. Parties are for corruption and corruption purposes only, period. Conversation just ended. I want an individual up there. I want a candidate. I want a person up there. This is what I believe. You see this right here? Yeah, this right here, this is called the Constitution of the United States of America. That's what this is. This is what I believe right here. Every damn letter, every damn sentence, every damn word, every damn everything. All we have to do, it's very simple. I mean, this is not a very difficult document. Look, hey, you know, I'm not friggin' Einstein over here, but, you know, I'm not Duff or Dumbbot either. I can read. I can comprehend stuff. And you read this, it's right there. I mean, boom. There's no room for interpretation. Interpretations are nothing more than what people do to justify what they don't understand or what they're trying to manipulate, what they're trying to lie about, what they're trying to protect, what they're trying to cover up. They're trying to steal. If you just read it, pretty damn simple. But, I mean, that's me. You know, I mean, I take, you know, the law literally. You go to court, you can't tell the judge, well, you know, judge, this law here, blah, 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 blah. He's going to go, oh, well, Johnny, oh, okay, now I understand. It's okay if you chopped a bunch of people's heads off with an axe and cut them up with chainsaws and then set them on fire. That's no problem. No, I understand, and you're right. The law does state that you have the right to do that. Okay, looks like you're free. I mean, come on. Well, anyway, we got to get going here. We tend to venture off course here, but that's all right. I take the scenic route, but I always get us home. We always get back to port. Somehow, some way, we always get back to port. Michelle and Isaiah Ryder still need your help. Team Isaiah, bringisaiahhome.org, not com, bringisaiahhome.org. Buy a shirt. Buy a hat. Buy something. $5, $10, whatever. They need your help. They all need our help. Every one of these kids. There's thousands of them. We got to bring attention to it. We don't hear it in the media. This right here, if you think about what's going on here, this should be front page news. Every story, every lead story of every damn show on every damn television should have, this should be it. Stealing kids, taking children, and doing what? Well, making money. Scuttlebutt of the day. Not only has the football season started, thank God, I Seattle Seahawks will be playing here momentarily. Let's see, it's 8:19 here. Yeah, they got about another, you know, close to 15 minutes, and then they got all this other crap, so my God, they got 4 hours till they start the damn game. But that's all right. My Seattle Seahawks will beat the living piss out of the Green Bay Packers. I do like the Green Bay Packers, but, you know, I'm from Seattle, and we're the Super Bowl champions, so there's a nice little rivalry between us and the Packers. I respect the Packers. I love John Rodgers. I can't think and I can't talk tonight, but that's all right. We still got damn near 2 hours to go. Oh, my God. Are we ever going to get through this? I doubt it. But not only has the football season started, but so has the campaign season. Aaron Rodgers, what the hell did I say? John, what the hell's the matter with me? See, this is what I'm talking about. You start talking about liberals and your brain just turns to mush. It just splatters. It like explodes in your head. I mean, these people are stupid people. You can't, they believe what they say, too. That's what makes it even worse. And then other people, what even makes it even worser than that are the people that agree with them. I mean, well, they are losing ground. They are losing, well, at least Obama's losing ground. Obama is a laughingstock, both on the left and the right. He is a laughingstock. But push comes to shove, liberals will always go, they'll always lib out on you. They can gather up a whole bunch of people, agitators. They got professional agitators. They are professional Democrats, is all they are. They get on buses, get in cars, whatever. They get a little free lunch. It's like joining the Peace Corps. This is how they look at it. They're doing America a favor. They're helping America. Well, no, you're not helping America. You're hurting America. Well, we want you to stop. But do they? Well, we got too many people sitting on their butts. They all want to have a civil conversation with them. You can't have a civil conversation. There's no more civility. Look, this is the way it is, and that's the way it is. You're going to do it and shut up about it. We need to stop. We need to stop accepting what we shouldn't accept. We shouldn't be patient for the things that we shouldn't be patient for. I mean, there's no reason to be patient for some of this stuff, especially freedom. There's no patience in freedom. What? What? What the hell's the matter with you? There's no patience in freedom. We're free. Oh, you don't like it, do you? I don't like you. So now we're even. Now what? Well, let's shoot each other. That'll solve the problem. Well, libs are losing ground. And when they lose ground, when they start losing the, you know, what they determine is the mainstream, what everybody's talking about, what everybody's tweeting. Oh, these tweets. What everybody's got on Facebook. What everybody's talking about in the newspapers and blah, 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 blah. What Kim Kardashian's saying. I mean, if Kim Kardashian talks about it, well, it is. Well, just like clockwork, they resort to these infantile, these just, I mean, they're juvenile, they're, I mean, the deceit for what, I mean, it is something that a child would do. They have a very childlike mind. This is my theory. I think to be a liberal, to have that kind of mindset, I think there's something in the brain that didn't quite get developed. Like, you know, it could be like something's in the way and it can't grow, or maybe they weren't born with the gene that, you know, had like logic in it and didn't have a whole bunch of deceit and corruption and lies and just believe the gullibility of these people that can buy into this crap. And people think the Tea Party, oh, Republican, well, you have no idea. The Tea Party's not very pleased with the Republican Party because the Republican Party hasn't been the Republican Party in a long time. And there's too many people that are simply not with the Republican, founding principles. They're leaning more and more and more. And they're being infiltrated. They get people, I swear to God, there are Republicans in the House and Senate that are spies. They're Democrats. But they have to be. Somebody's got to be giving them all, you know, I mean, I just, why do you do that? Why is there not, don't give me this nonsense, you're just trying to make a deal and come together. Well, that's not doing your job. Compromise is not doing your job. I'm not saying that you know, you got to be, it's got to be your way and no way. That's not what I'm saying. But you don't compromise on things that you should not have to compromise on, like friggin' logic, common sense, danger, stupidity. You get my point? This is what I'm talking about. We shouldn't have to compromise what we shouldn't have to compromise for. You don't compromise certain things just so you can get a vote? A vote? So you can make more stupid decisions? So you can get another vote to make more stupid decisions? And this is what it is. This is all they are. There's no, no. Look, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Don't vote for it. If it's good, vote for it. And stop putting a whole bunch of garbage in there to get somebody to vote for something that they want. And if they don't vote for it, well, then their constituents, they're not going to like it. They didn't get that, you know, amusement park, or they didn't get that bridge, or they didn't get this, or they didn't get that. So they don't vote for him. So now he's out. So he votes for the crap, even though all this other garbage that they have, well, this is compromise. Well, let them have it. That's compromise. No, it's not compromise. It's not compromise. That's surrendering. Surrendering your common sense. You don't surrender that. Your logic. You don't surrender that. You don't give that up. That's not something you give up. That's something you keep. You cherish. You honor it. You respect it. You use it. That's what it's there for, to be used. But do we? Well, we are human after all. We all make the same mistakes. We all sin. But what's going on here, this is much deeper than a sin. This isn't just a sin. I mean, a sin, okay, fine. This is more than a sin. This is deep, I mean, deep deceit, corruption. I mean, it's all blended in together for that power, that control. So they can do more damage, and they are doing damage. They want to keep you down. They don't want you getting up. They want everybody on the same level. Why? I mean, you understand? There's no room to grow. There's no room to grow. And that's exactly how they want you. You have no guns. You have no, you don't hunt. You don't fish. You don't kill any animals. You don't kill anything. You get what we serve you. And that's it. And you like it. And if it makes you fat, we're going to take it away from you. If we don't like it, if we decide that it is bad for you, well, then you don't get to eat it. And if you do, well, we're going to have to incarcerate you. We're going to have to fine you. You're going to have to lose your job. You're going to have to be ostracized from the community. You're not welcome. You're one of those. They want the total control. That's what they want. This is all part of Agenda 21. I know there's a lot of people that don't believe in it, but it is, it's documented. I mean, it's proof. It's there. It is. It's been adopted by a lot of countries. Bill Clinton even signed it into one of his executive orders. And unfortunately, George Bush Sr., the daddy, found a way to open the friggin' door for it. And now what the hell's his name? Kissinger. He's all for it. He's all for this New World Order crap. I mean, these people are out of their damn fool minds. Anybody who goes along with this, and there's far too many people that are just surrendering into it. Oh, well, you're over-exaggerating. It's all right. No, it isn't all right. It's wrong. And if something is wrong, you don't do it. Just the way it is. I don't know. See, that's me. I mean, you know, Mr. Literal. Well, they are losing ground. So they are resorting to the tactics that are just, I mean, they are. They're infantile. They're juvenile. They're just they're just childish. But they people buy into it. People buy it. They can't get enough of it. This is what I'm talking about. I think something in their brain that allows them to be so gullible, either they got an extra part of something or they didn't get a whole part of something. But something is crisscrossed up there. I don't like being propagandized to. I don't like being lied to. I don't like being manipulated. Into what? Something I don't believe in. And what do they believe in? Well, it's whatever the right believes in, they believe in the opposite. Just to be opposite. Well, I mean, they've got this phony war on women. They're ramping that up now. Oh, yeah. They see, this is what they do. When they're losing, they go in, and now they've got these fast food restaurants, all these people protesting. From the Associated Press, police handcuffed dozens of protesters who blocked traffic in dozens of cities across the country today. The campaign has begun. Got the war on women. Got the equal pay. They got more pay. Immigration. And those people, you people coming over here. You're being used too. They are being used. They're not brought over here to be productive citizens. They're coming over here to be voters. Or to be used as, well, reasons to vote for them. If they can't get the illegals to vote because Obama forgets to sign the executive order before he gets out of office, which don't think for one second that something like that ain't going to happen. He's going to do something like that. He's already warned you. He's going to pull out his little pen and he's going to sign his own comprehensive immigration reform. That's what he's going to do. Don't think for one second that he won't. Because he will. It's only a matter of time. Republicans do not give in. And if he does do it, you need to null and void it. And if you don't, you're not doing your job. You are the problem. You need to put an end to this. And a stupid little lawsuit? Look, I understand there needs to be a lawsuit, but the lawsuit should be... Well, if you want to go ahead and use this word, it should be a little more comprehensive. Well, these fast food companies, all of their employees, except for the problem is, they're not the fast food employee companies. They are the employees. These are the professional Democrats that go out and protest. They're not fast food workers. They might have a couple of them in there that might have once in high school worked at a burger joint. But those people aren't. They don't have that big of numbers, but they are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And why? Well, because who works at fast food restaurants? Well, a lot of people that don't have a lot of money. Are the young kids, and there's a lot of people that, you know, they do work at fast food restaurants, and they are part of a family. Everybody works, and they're not very rich. They don't have a lot of money, and somebody says, well, if you vote for me, I'm fighting for you to get $15 an hour, which is twice as much as you're making now. Well, what do you think they're going to do? They haven't had money in a long time. Now I'm going to double my wages? Sure. I'll fight for that, but what they don't understand is, yeah, you might get it into law if it ever comes into law, but you're going to lose your job, so that $15 an hour is now going to be $0 an hour. Congratulations, you idiot. You just signed your own pink slip, fucking moron. And these people, they don't care. They don't care. They like it that way. Now what they can do is now they can blame the Republicans for it. And now they can sue. So they'll even, in their minds, think they're going to make even more money. Well, these are done by all of these little protests. This is all that, what the hell is that? The ICEU, whatever the frickin' hell that is, that stupid, that union, what the hell's the name of it? Ah, it doesn't really matter. Whatever the hell they are. I never know their stupid name. I don't like those stupid acronyms. I can't keep up on them. I mean, there's just too many of them. And I don't like them in the first place. But you know who I'm talking about. The SEIU. I think that's what the hell it is. Who knows? Who cares? But they're just agitating a situation that isn't a situation. Just to get votes. Because the Democrats are now losing. They're losing ground. People are tired of their BS. They realize, hey, you know, all this stuff that you keep promising us, well, we never get it. That's right. And you're never going to get it. Just the way it is. That's how they want you. They don't want you rising up. If you rise up, they're out of business. And black people, you got to wake up. I'm sorry, but these Jesse Jacksons and Al Sharptons and the like, well, they're using you. They don't want you getting up either. You get up, they're out of business. Now what? They're not fighting for you. They're not fighting for you at all, getting you upset until you go out and you riot, you loot, commit a bunch of violence because you're a victim. You're only a victim because you're allowing yourself to be a victim. We don't live in the times that we used to live in. And there's always going to be a racist here and there anywhere. I don't care what country you are. I don't care where you are. Somebody's always going to hate somebody. All right. So what? What are you going to do? But we don't have, I'm sorry, I live in the white community because, well, I'm white. I don't know one racist, never met one. I don't know them. I don't know where they are. You might want to tell me where they are because we hear about it on the news all the time about all these white people that, you know, especially the Tea Party, they hate black people. We hear about it, but we don't see it. Why? Because it doesn't exist. Is there a war on women? No. Why? Well, because it doesn't exist. That doesn't even make any sense. Nobody's trying to keep women from getting health care. Nobody's taking away anything from a woman, including their stupid little abortions. They're not trying to take it away from you. It's settled. It has been for, what, 30-some years now? I mean, shut up. Abortion, first of all, should not be, I mean, I believe anyway, the only option. But that's what they want. They don't want any more children. See, the more children, the more people are on planet Earth. And don't you understand? There's too many people on Earth. How can they control the masses? They've got to lower the population in order to get control. So they control the people. This is all what this is about. It's just simply controlling people. All technology, it's all to get the control. Everybody's got to have power. Everybody's got to control. Well, you know what? You really want to control something, you need to control yourself. You get yourself controlled. Everything is controlled. Everything is peaceful. Everything is happy. But you got to do it yourself. You got to do the work yourself. Stick to yourself. Don't stick to me. You stick to you. And you be who you are. Not who somebody tells you to be. Especially the government. Especially anybody. Doesn't matter who it is. If you can't be happy who the hell you are, well then, I don't know what to tell you. For $15 an hour. And what do you think is going to happen when they get this $15 an hour? First of all, jobs are gone, going into automation. So all these people that got this $15 an hour, what are they going to do? They don't have any income. They can't get another job anywhere. They're not hiring. Well, if you really want $15 an hour, well, I don't know, learn something. Learn a craft or a this or a that and do something about it. And go out and find a job that pays $15 an hour that's worth $15 an hour. When you're sitting behind the counter picking your nose, scratching your butt, screwing up my order, not helping me, not at least giving me a smile, coughing and puking and hacking all over my food, not doing your damn job, coming in to work on drugs, well, it's worth $7 an hour. Shut up. You want another job? Well, you're going to have to find a job that pays that. Just because it's in law. Now, what does it say in the Constitution that the government can dictate what companies pay their employees? I'm reading this Constitution. I'm looking at it all over the place. I read it again today. And you know what? I couldn't find it anywhere. Maybe it's because it isn't in here. Could that be? Possibly be? Could that be the answer? Nah, it can't be that simple. Well, get your $15 an hour. Go get your welfare, because that's exactly what you're going to get. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they want the $15 an hour, so now everybody's got to go on welfare, so now the government can control them. Maybe that they got a win-win situation going here. And you people signing up for this crap, well, you know, you're going to vote for the Democrats because they go, you know. And you see it on Facebook, and they got all these people, and they're, I feel so sorry for all those people with those big families, and they're working at McDonald's for $7 an hour. Well, you know what? Working at McDonald's $7 an hour, you're not going to be able to support a family of four. It just ain't going to happen. Maybe they got the whole family coming in together. Everybody's working at little jobs here and there. I understand. A lot of these people, yeah, that's all they do is work at a McDonald's. I understand. I get it. But you know what? I mean, look, they're trying to paint this picture that all these people are starving because they're not getting $15 an hour. Well, even $15 an hour is not, because there's no way in hell you're going to be able to support a family of four. Today, no. And how many people do you realistically think are going to be having a job? These companies can't afford $15 an hour. Well, you can't even eat McDonald's or Burger King or any of these restaurants anymore anyway, because according to Michelle Obama, you know, you can't eat that. According to the left, I mean, you can't eat meat. You're killing an animal. The EPA is going to come down on you. The BLM. The post office. All these agencies are wired for sound, guns, and armored trucks, surveillance equipment. I mean, what the hell? Well, they're trying to turn it into one police force. Obama said he wanted to do that anyway. You need a police force that is just as powerful as the military. No. Two distinct, different jobs, not even close. One defends the country from enemies, and one protects its citizens. Two complete different jobs. Sorry. Well, in New York, 19 people got arrested at Times Square because they wouldn't get out of the damn way. Blocking traffic. No, I mean, blocking traffic, I mean, and you're getting arrested. I mean, what does that say? Does that really make you want to support them? I mean, think about it. I know you wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But why do so many other people do that? They see an idiot out there blocking traffic. Oh, yeah, I'm going to support him. Support what? Blocking traffic? Being an idiot? How do you know somebody didn't see? They could run you over. I would have run you over. Get out of the damn way, you idiot. I mean, it's just the way it is. Get the hell out of the way. But they go to jail. They get a record. And now what? What does that say? I mean, really, what does that really say? Other than you being a complete and total idiot. And why would somebody follow that? These are the questions that I just simply don't understand. Two dozen more got arrested in Detroit, it says here. What the hell? See, others were apprehended in Chicago, Las Vegas, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Miami, and even Denver. Wow. In Milwaukee. Look at this, in Milwaukee. The Democrat U.S. Congresswoman, Gwen Moore. She's an idiot, an absolute idiot. Well, she got arrested. Imagine that. Now what does that say about a United States congressman or congresswoman? Even though the man does not mean male, it means human. You speak a man. But that's all right. Whatever. You want to be congresswoman? Fine. I don't care. I'm not going to beat you up over it. But it's not offensive if I call you congressman. It's not offensive, because in order for something to be offensive, it must be given offensively. If it's not given offensively, then that's just it. You took it. In other words, you stole it. And you can't get any more ludicrous than stealing something that isn't there. But they do it all the time. And people buy it. Oh, yeah, it was stolen. Yeah, but it never existed. Oh, no. Yeah, shut up. Well, this congresswoman, Gwen Moore, was arrested for blocking traffic at a McDonald's in Milwaukee. If John Boehner had a penis, he would at least censor her. Something. If somebody in the Democratic Party had any common sense. Well, you know Nancy Pelosi. She's the so-called leader of the Democratic Party now in Congress. You think she'd say anything? No. She's a bigger idiot. I know a censor, you know, you censor these people. I know it really means nothing, but it would at least show that a Speaker of the House was serious about the members of Congress. And all of Congress should support it. And the censure should be stiff. They shouldn't just get a little talking to. You need a little bit of something-something to get their attention. You're a member of Congress. You're an idiot. Don't get yourself involved in that. You're a member of Congress. Act like it. Be a part of it. But do they? Well, no. Well, you do have the freedom. She does have the freedom to get arrested. But I just want to see a little bit more professionalism in my government. That's what I'm asking for. That's the point I'm trying to make here. I want to see a little bit more professionalism. If you can't, you know, censor them through, you know, congressional methods, well, then you need to do it socially with them. Talk to them. You know what? You're embarrassing me, the party, the country, the world. Stop it. You're an idiot. But nobody does it. People support them. They give them standing ovations when they walk into the room. I take great pride in supporting Milwaukee workers as they risk arrest in pursuit of a brighter tomorrow for their families. This was said by the Gwen Moore, the congresswoman, who got herself arrested, but said it in a statement not verbally, not written, but through her communications director. Now, you're going to go out and get yourself arrested, a member of Congress. Don't you think you owe your constituents a reason of why you got yourself thrown in the pokey? Don't you think you should come out there and actually publicly announce it, say it, being, you know, you're the leader of the people that you represent? Don't you think it would be, well, what they deserve, what they're entitled to? An explanation as why my representative purposely got themselves arrested for being an idiot? You're going to send it through a communications director? This is what I don't like. I'm sick and tired of spokespeople. If you become a politician, you can't say anything. This is why they do it. This is why they have these spokespeople. So they can give a statement through a spokesperson. Turns, well, politically hot, well, they can say, well, it was my spokesperson that misspoke, and then they fire them and pay them off to keep their mouth shut. And, of course, they get a nice job somewhere else. They take care of their own. They get paid off. They get taken care of. It's all corrupt. That's all it is, just so they can win another election. Get another vote. Well, we don't vote you into office to get reelected. We vote you into office because you were elected the first time. There's no reelection on your first election. You're there to work. You're there to do our job because we can't get there ourselves. So we vote you in to do our work. We don't vote you in just so you can get reelected, just so you can stay in there and not do your job. You want to get reelected? Fine. I don't have a problem with reelecting somebody as long as they've done their job. But if they haven't, no. I don't care what your stupid party name is. If you haven't done your job, you don't deserve my vote. And you're not going to get it. I don't know who the hell I'm going to vote for this November. This is what I don't like. I don't like having to vote against a party. I want to vote for an individual. We're not there yet, but we need to be. If we had a responsible Republican Party, who's really, you know, running the show there in the Republican Party? I mean, who knows? Mitch McConnell, this guy's got to go. John Boehner, it's got to go. Reince Priebus, hey, you know what, kid? You know, all right, fine. You're a good guy. You know, I like you. But you know what? Come on. We need a little more aggression. We're not going to get our freedom back unless we get angry. We're going to have to get angry. We're going to have to stop accepting. Stop compromising. Stand up and be who we are. Because we are who we are, and who we are free. They call this is their campaign, their little campaign here for this cockamamie minimum wage hike. They've already given it a name. I'm sure I haven't seen any pictures yet, but I'm sure they've got posters and banners, and there's going to be T-shirts, and you're going to see Facebook posts. Oh, my God. I'm going to puke. I'm going to see it now. It's called the Fight for 15. That's the campaign. I mean, that's ridiculous. And people support it. But they don't understand that they're going to support something of, well, increasing the, well, unemployment rate, which the real unemployment rate is not 6%. That's just the amount of people that should be working that are collecting unemployment. The rest of them, it's run out. They're unemployed. They're poor. They have nothing. So now they want to increase that. There's not enough poor people. Why don't you, spend this money and time and effort on maybe teaching somebody another job. You know, a fast food restaurant is really more of a Well, there's very few real careers in the fast food, you know, working in the fast food restaurants. You know, the manager. They can go to their little school and become a manager, and you can start up, and you can work your way up to a manager. You can do that. But for the most part, it's a kind of a job that's kind of a transitional job, where they're learning, they work there, they might work part-time here and there and work other jobs. But it's not designed, there's not that many career opportunities. There are some, but not that many. It's a kind of place where they can hire young kids so they can, you know, stay off the street instead of doing drugs. It's a transitional kind of job. But if you want to work there and you want to work your way up to own your own store, then do it. It's there. But for the most part, those jobs are, well, transitional jobs. The smart kids, you know, use it as a transitional job so they can, you know, buy themselves a hot rod, fix it up. You know, get a little spending money, take their little girlfriends and boyfriends out and blah, 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 buy beer. You know, you're in college, you got to do it. It's just the way it is. And you're learning something else. So you don't have to flip burgers for the rest of your life. Maybe you don't want to be a manager of the store. Maybe you don't want to own your own store. Maybe you want to go into something else. Well, those are perfect little jobs. Well, those are going to be taken away and replaced by a computer, by a machine. There's going to be very few people, which means less jobs, which means more poor people. And these unions, well, they're losing ground, so this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to drum up more business. This is what they do. Jesse Jackson's and that Al Sharpton, this is what they do. Pull down. They keep them as a victim. They can't make any money off them if they're not a victim. And that's what the unions are doing here. They're trying to create more victims to get more support so more people join their stupid little union. Their numbers are dwindling. And why do you need a union? Look, I understand everybody needs to be represented, but there's different ways of being represented and being protected that you shouldn't have to join a particular union and pay them to do something that you don't believe in. You should be able to work wherever you want to work. There's ways for protection. There's ways to have worker protection without having to join a union, which what does the union really do but collect your money? And they rabble rouse. Yeah, they're going to give you a nice little, you know, raising pay and a little bit more benefits and get you this, get you that. Nice big retirement package. And then when you retire, well, the company's out of business or the company is losing money and they're going to have to renegotiate those contracts. And guess what? You don't get an opportunity to give your voice in it. You can't say anything. You're retired now. Well, your pension is gone. Nothing they can do. But when you were working, they brace it up. You're going to get this, you're going to get that, you get this, 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 and this, and this. But when it comes down to it, they're just going to take. You've got to give. They're making money off these people. Yeah, there are nice, you know, pension plans and that kind of stuff. I understand it. But when you're draining these companies dry, well, and they go out of business and have to renegotiate all these contracts, and then they go on strike, and they go on strike, they don't get paid, then they're going to have to settle for something else, and it's just big back and forth. And the people lose every single time, even when they think they've won. Oh, they got a nice little this, got a nice little that. Well, wait till it's all said and done. Wait till it's all over. You will lose. It's like playing a slot machine. Yeah, oh yeah, you win a couple of hands or a couple of spins. Even playing blackjack, you win a couple of hands, but at the end, no, you're going to lose. I love slot machines. I could play them all day. I get greedy with it, though. I do. I win instead of, you know, taking my money out and then go play in another machine, which I've done before, but then I got a pocket full of cash, and then I got to go gamble it. I like gambling. I go in with X amount of dollars, and I could care less if I win or lose it, as long as I have fun. I go home every once in a while with a couple of bucks in my pocket. But if you lose it all, so what? You went in there to lose it anyway. So what? You had fun. And I love gambling. I love it. I love slot machines. Those are my favorite. I could stay there forever. But you, at the end, you will lose. That's what it's designed to do. And these people, I mean, these people get violent. I've seen what unions do firsthand as a kid. I've seen them. I was there. I witnessed it. I seen them. I seen what they did. The workers being bussed in, I watched it. I witnessed it. I was right there. The rocks, the bottles, the cussing, the swearing, the violence. It was crazy. Well, that's how they are. And for what? Why do you need to get that violent? If somebody says, hey, look, you know what? I understand you're fighting for all this and that, but you know what? I can't afford to go on strike. I got a family. I got to go to work. Plus, I don't believe in all this crap anyway. I'm not into it. I'm going to go work because I got a good pension here. I got health care. I got this. I got that. I got a good thing going here. I don't want to blow it. I don't want to lose it. Plus, I've got a family that needs, we can't afford to lose one day of work. I got to feed my kids. I got to do this. Well, what happens? Well, they beat them up. They hate them. You know, once the strike is finally over, they got no respect. They're ostracized. I never was a union man. But if you want to join a union and if you believe what they do is helping you, then join them. But you shouldn't have to be forced to join a union. Look, I could care less if you want to join a union or not. It's not the point. My point is you shouldn't have to be forced to do something just to go to work. Why should I have to pay you just to go to work? What if I don't want to join your union? What if I want to negotiate my own damn contract? What if I don't want you to have any part of it? Because it's none of your damn business. And if I got a problem with the employee, well, I'll get a lawyer. Get you. Oh, you can't have that. Now they got to beat you up. Now you can't work here. You got to join my union or you can't work. You got to pay me. Pay a middleman. You got to pay somebody to go to work. Think about that. You got to pay somebody to earn money. That doesn't make any sense. A middleman, there's no reason for it. You want to represent them? Okay, well, then they get in trouble. Well, then you bring a couple lawyers, you go to court, and you work it out. If we hire you to represent us to get a higher contract, then fine. We will hire you when that day comes. We're not going to pay you every day for you to do what? Nothing? We'll pay you when we need to pay you. Well, that doesn't happen. Well, Obama, he got into the mix. He mentioned it when he was in, I guess he was in Milwaukee, too. So I guess now he's in Milwaukee? Oh, that was in Labor Day. Where is he now? Is he still in Europe? Where the hell is he now? What golf course is the president on now? We don't know. We have no idea. Let's see, I think there was another congressman that got arrested, too, a congresswoman. The National Restaurant Association, blah, 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 blah. Oh, this is what Obama said. Here it is. If I were busting my butt in the service industry and wanted an honest day's pay for an honest day's work, I'd join a union. Well, okay, well, again. He's out there. He's pushing the minimum wage. He's pushing this. He's getting involved in this, these propaganda campaigns, because he knows he's going to lose the Senate. He loses the Senate and more seats in the House. He's not going to be able to get away with as much stuff as he's been able to get away with. He's going to really lose ground. So that's why he's doing all these fundraisers, doing all this, doing all that. That's why he's doing it. That's what's going on here. Just so they can win an election, just so he can pass more of his agenda. Well, look, I understand that a president really wants to pass their agenda. I understand it. I get it. I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, if you really want to get your agenda passed, you have to convince not just the Congress, but the American people that your little plan here is what we really want. And just because we vote for you doesn't mean that everything that you sign into law is what we want. Doesn't work that way. It will never work that way. It can't work that way. Well, I can't say can't. But what I mean, eventually it will break down. It can't work. It's impossible. There are certain things in life that are impossible. And liberalism, just on paper, can't work. But people keep buying into it. It's designed not to work. It's designed to crumble, to destroy, just for the control, the vote, the power, the money. They don't want you having money. Oh, they're going to go out there and fight for you to get that $15 an hour so they can take away your job so you have nothing. And you're buying into it. Well, congratulations. Here's your $15 an hour. Now you're unemployed. Shut up. And now they got this stupid war on women now. They're doing everything now. They got a trifecta, as Nancy Pelosi would say. They got the war on women. They got this $15, what do they call this again now? Fight for 15. Oh, God, that's just sickening. War on women, higher minimum wage, immigration, and they're going to hit them and hit them hard. And they're going to get people to turn the Republican Party. I mean, the Nazis have returned. The Tea Party is the Nazi Party from now on. And it's going to get that high. It's going to get that high because they are losing ground. This is what happens. When they're losing, they go into panic mode. They freak out. They wig out. This is what insecure and immature people do, is they wig out. And that's what they're doing. They're desperate. They are desperate. Well, they are going to lose the Senate. And they are going to lose more seats in the House. Now, if that will do any good, that's the $64,000 question. Because just because your little name has an R next to it doesn't mean a damn thing. Means absolutely nothing to me. The results, the actions, that's what matters to me. I want to see what you can do, kid. Get in there and do something. Otherwise, get the hell out. Well, Debbie Dum Dum Wasserman Schultz, spitting and sputtering. You ever see her? Twitches. She's always sucking up her spit. She's got like these weird twitches. I don't know. I mean, is she on, like, you know, coke or something? Does she do drugs? What's with the twitch? Does she drink too much coffee? Why do you twitch like that, Miss Wasserman Schultz? Why do you do that? It bugs me. Sucking up your spit? It's gross. Knock it off. She said the Republican Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, you remember him, he's a big racist, he's a big hater, he's a big Nazi, has given women the back of his hand, quote unquote. That's right. That's what she said. Scott Walker has given women the back of his hand and is grabbing us by the hair. Do you see the picture she's trying to create here? The abusive husband, the abusive man, attacking a poor defenseless woman. This war on women, they hate women. So she's going out there using this language to give this picture in your mind. And there are people that will see that picture. And they will think that Scott Walker is a wife beater. He's a woman beater. He likes to beat up on women. He likes to pull their hair and slap their face with the back of his hand. This is the picture they're trying to create with this guy. Do you see the over-exaggeration here? Do you see the insecurity, the immaturity, the ridiculous, the absurdness in this? Of course you do, but they don't. And far too many people don't. They vote for this. People now believe, if you're a Democrat, you now believe that Scott Walker is a woman beater. And that's exactly what they want. Just for what? That's right, a vote. Just to get the vote, because they're losing ground. Well, Ms. Wasserman Schultz, you are Nancy Pelosi stupid. And you ever notice wherever little Nancy goes, there's little Debbie sucking up her spit and twitching right behind her. I mean, you think those two are super glued to the hip. And why? Why would that be a mentor to you, Ms. Wasserman Schultz? I mean, you're already stupid, so why would you find somebody stupider than you to be your mentor? I mean, you see the non-logic here? I mean, none of this makes any sense to me. I don't understand. I cannot figure out why anybody, how anybody. Forget about the why of the how. How do you become a Democrat? How do you buy into this? How do you believe this? I guess maybe I just wasn't born with the gullible gene. Scott Walker has given women the back of his hand, Wasserman Schultz said. I know that it's stark. Stark? Stark? I mean, do you listen to this crap? It's stark. Now that's another word right there. It's stark. I know that it's direct. Oh, it's direct, all right. I know that it's reality. Quote, unquote. You know it's reality? That's reality. How is that reality, Ms. Wasserman Schultz? Well, she's going to tell us here, if I can read it. What Republican Tea Party extremists like Scott Walker are doing is they are grabbing us by the hair and pulling us back. It is not going to happen on our watch. Quote, unquote. What do you mean, not going to happen on your watch? You people are going to lose. And you're losing because your ideas don't work. They have failed and failed miserably. They've never worked and they never will work. They can't work. They can't work because they're designed not to work. And that is not going to happen on our watch. We are no longer going to let you get away with it. Because if a battle is what you want, we will give you the whole damn war. Let's dance. Unbelievable. Ah, look at this now. The Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel, you know who he is. He's the brother of Zeke Emanuel. And Zeke Emanuel is a doctor, so that makes him automatically smarter than everybody. Because he's a doctor. Well, if you're really that smart, Zeke, how did you get the idea that Fox News defunded Obamacare? Well, it is true. Fox News is like that. The Fox News and the Tea Party, you know how they are. They walk into Congress, you know, at night they sneak in there when all, you know, and they got their own key. And they go in there and they change all the laws. And they defund it. And then they sneak back home. Nobody sees them. Is that what they did, Mr. Emanuel? You're an idiot. Well, the Chicago mayor announced this week that he intends to give city jobs and internships to illegal immigrants. Not the American people. Not the people that were born and raised here, lived here their whole lives, good citizens, but people that are illegally crossing our borders. I wonder what Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton think about that. Their peeps are getting the bone again. Well, that's why they're not saying anything. Because they want to keep their peeps down. They're pimps. And they're using their peeps. They're using them. They're making money off of them. And some of these people will gladly give all their money. Give all their earnings, everything for that paradise that they keep getting promised, but never delivers. Well, that's right. The black people, could you break away from the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons? I'm sorry, but they're pimps, and they're using you. They're ripping you off. They're robbing you. They're robbing you from your opportunity. They keep you down by claiming you're a victim, and if you give them money, well, they're going to give you that paradise. It never comes. You're not going to get that big job. You're not going to get that high rise in the sky. You're not going to get that. Because if you get that, well, they're out of business. It defeats their purpose. It's not in their business plan. You understand? They can't make any money if you make money. The less money you make, the more money they make. And they're using you. Now, you know, here's a big, I hate to get into this, but let's get into it now. Since I'm here. But if you want a big, giant, fat slice of irony pie, first of all, black people, I gotta be just the way it is. This isn't offensive and this isn't racist. This is history. And that's all this is. But there is a little irony here. If you're paying attention, you'll hear it. You people were enslaved by your own people in Africa before you were sold to the West, the white man. It wasn't the white man that went into the jungles and captured the black man. Black man going into the jungles and capturing the black man. They were enslaving you. Black people, you've been enslaving yourselves forever, and they are still enslaving themselves in Africa today. Well, now they're not, you know, so much, you know, whipping you to keep you down. I hate to use that word. Got to give you those colorful pictures there so I can paint a stark image in your mind. This isn't stark. This is just history. Now they don't do that. Oh, no. They're real nice to you now. Be careful of niceness. Be careful of people who are nice to you. Be very careful of people who are mean to you. Look for the people that are just simply honest with you, real to you. And you can know the difference if you're paying attention, if you're listening, you're focused. Well, now they lie to you. They turn you into a victim. And once they turn you into a victim, once they convince you that you are a victim, well, then they got their power. They got the control. Oh, I'll give you all this money. Oh, you're going to get me out of this? You're going to get me out of this, and you can get out of this ghetto, and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to get this and that. I'm going to get a car, and I'm going to this, and blah, 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 blah. Everything's going to be beautiful. So they keep giving the money, and it never comes. Well, that's because the Tea Party, The Republicans, they're racists, and they're keeping you down. So you got to give us more and more and more. And that's what happens, giving more and more and more. You're giving money to these people. You're giving money to your pimp. He's a pimp. I'm sorry, both of them, they're pimps. I don't know why you black people respect them. They're not helping you. They're keeping you down, man. I'm sorry, but you black people have been enslaving yourselves forever. Stop it. Stop it. You want to be equal? You got to consider yourself equal first. Just be who you are. Nobody cares that you're black. Nobody cares that you're this. Nobody cares that you're that. Just be who you are. And if you don't like who you are, well, then change. But these men are using you. There's a big market there. I don't know what the hell you'd call it. What the hell would you call it? African-American rabble-rousing? I don't know what the hell you'd call it, whatever the business is. But they're pimps. That's all they are. And there is a big pimp market out there. I mean, now you got, I'm not saying Tavis Smiley is so much of a pimp, but you've got a lot of these up, and you know, one of, you know, these, they want to get the notoriety. They think it's cool to do that. Well, you know, whatever. There isn't this, I'm sorry, but the white community is not at war with the black community. The white community is not looking to enslave the black man. The real white community is looking to, well, liberate the black man from themselves. That's what the Tea Party is about. The Tea Party is about liberating everybody. They don't care what your stupid color is. That's what the Tea Party is really about. They're not looking to enslave you, throw you back into plantations and keep you in that ghetto. They're trying to get you out of it, but you're not listening. They want to give you the opportunity where you can go as far as you want. You can go left, you can go right, up, down, side to side, wherever you want to go, go. You have that right. You have that freedom. And how many years now have you been promised all this crap, and where is it? Where is it? Well, it's in a speech. That's the only place it exists, is a speech. It isn't real. And if you really want to be equal, again, you've got to consider yourself equal first. You're not an African-American. You're not this American, that American. You're just an American. Your color's irrelevant. Everybody has to do that. We've got to stop with the groups. All these groups, they got all these people over here, they got to go over here. Everybody's got to go into a group. Well, I don't fit into any group. I hate groups. I hate them. There is no group. I'm a single group. There's only one me. That's it. That's all the world can handle. I don't fit into any group. None of them. I refuse to go into a group. I might agree with a couple of things from this group and that group and this group and all of them. But I'm not going to commit myself to a certain group. Even though I do fall into certain groups, I'm white, I'm German, I'm male, straight, well now I guess I'm a Nazi. Well no, I'm not an anything, I'm just me, and that's it. And refuse to be anything other than, and I refuse to be anything other than free. Regardless what the hell the government says, screw the government. This is our government. You're fired. We hired you to do a job, and you didn't do it. And Obama, I'm sorry, but you do not deserve to get paid for the rest of your life by the American taxpayer, the very people that you screwed. I'm not looking to put you in the firing line. I'm not even looking to put you into jail, even though you should go to jail for all your acts of treason. And yes, I'm going to go ahead and say treason, 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 treason. When you do absolutely nothing after our embassy, our ambassador is being raped with a cattle prod, burnt, tortured, finally murdered, And God knows how many people really died. The four is the only four that they told us. Don't think for one second that there weren't more killed. There were. But those were people that they said, well, those were people that were, you know, they were secret CIA, they were this, they were that, well, wine, whatever. And it doesn't really matter. I don't care if it was only one. But if you allow the enemy to attack, or you allow the enemy to continue its attack, which is exactly what you did, Mr. Obama, or is it Satoru? What is it this week? Who are you? That's treason. If you allow the enemy to continue their attack and do absolutely nothing, you go upstairs and eat, but you get an update. Well, where'd you get the update from? Was that from your magic phone? Or was it a tweet? What were you doing? Were you talking to Netanyahu? What were you doing? Were you down in the bowling alley? Huh? You're practicing your bowling? Because we know you're not very good at that. Have you ever noticed we can't get any video of the president golfing? I wonder why that is. Oh, that's right. He sucks. Healthcare.gov. How many times did I bitch, piss, and moan and say that it was insecure? That it was the hackers were already there? Well, guess what? I was going to talk about this a couple of nights ago, but I never got to it. Well, we're getting to it now. Healthcare.gov got hacked. According to the FBI, they're now calling them actors. Now, I wish they would stop with these stupid buzzwords. These are criminals. Okay, these are hackers. These actors have also been seen targeting multiple companies in the healthcare and medical device industry, typically targeting valuable intellectual property. Of course they are. They're taking whatever they can take. They're going to go big. One thing I learned, we had this one teacher in school. It was in junior high. He was a substitute teacher, my regular teacher. Something happened. He had to miss a few months. And he was this black guy. He was probably my favorite teacher ever because he taught everything other than math. This man, he had philosophies. He had knowledge. He'd been around. And all he did was talk. He talked to you. He didn't talk at you. He talked to you. And he gave a lot of wisdom and talked about a lot of things. And one thing I do remember, he said, if you're going to steal, steal big, because the penalty is all the same. And I know that's a corny phrase. I know we've heard it a million times. Well, I was in seventh grade. It was the first time I ever heard it. First time I ever heard it. And I always remember that guy. I can't remember his last name, though. I can't remember any of my teachers' names. A lot of them I didn't like. They bored me. I was bored. But it's the way it is. Well, if you are going to steal, steal big. Well, that's what these guys are doing. They're stealing and they're stealing big. And when all the big is gone, well, guess what? The only thing left to steal is the little. And guess who the little is? You. You. And who's to say that there isn't somebody out there that sees a market, hey, you got all these people stealing the big, I'm going to go steal the small. Little bits here, little bits there, boom, boom, boom. Little bits add up to big bits. That's right. Little bits do add up to big bits, and big bits add up to all kinds of big bits. Big, big bits. Well, this Obamacare is going to crash and burn if it is not completely stricken from the record, if you will, immediately. It will crash and burn, and we will not have health care. People's identities are going to get screwed. People's lives are going to get screwed. And again, this is all part of their plan. I'm sorry, but this is part of the plan. Only the elite get all this stuff. The peasants, you. You are the peasant. You're the little guy. You mean nothing to them. They don't care how many people you get lost. They're not going to lose their lives. They're not going to lose their livelihoods. But you are. and they're playing with you, and they're getting you to vote them into office so they can take away more of you. You're paying these people to kill you. You're voting for these people to take everything that you have. For what? Why? These are the things that my brain cannot process. It just simply can't. It doesn't compute at all. This is why I get frustrated. This is why I get upset. I can't take it anymore. And why should I? Why should you? Well, of course it's been hacked. Of course it has. They've been waiting just for the right time. Investigators found no evidence that consumers, well, see, this is it. They found no evidence. Now, what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it is. They're telling you they didn't find any. Just because you didn't find any doesn't mean that they don't exist. You go out in the forest, and just because you don't see a deer doesn't mean that they don't exist. They do. You just can't see them. Just because you don't find it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It does exist. It's only a matter of time. You do not need very much brain power to figure this out. No evidence that consumers' data was taken in the breach. Nothing to see here. Really? How many times have you heard that? The hackers appear only to have accessed a server used to test code for the healthcare.gov. Oh, okay. Well, it looks like they're finding a way in. Now they probably already have. And I don't buy this for 1 second that they didn't do some kind of damage. I don't buy that for 1 second. They're in. The Department of Health and Human Services discovered the attack last week. Health and Human Services officials said the attack appears to mark the first successful intrusion into the website. No, that's the first one that you're allowing to be reported. Our review indicates that the server did not contain consumer personal information data, was not transmitted outside the agency, and the website was not specifically targeted, the Department of Health and Human Services said in a written statement. They didn't come out and actually say it. They put it in words. They put it on paper. So nobody can take the blame when it's found that this is bogus. Well, it wasn't me. Well, somebody put in a statement. They wrote the wrong word down, and, well, they've been fired, and they've been this, and they haven't worked here in a long time, and, you know, we didn't really say that. Oh, okay, we understand. Okay, we forgive you. We've taken measures to further strengthen security. Well, what the hell does that mean? You've taken measures to further strengthen the security. Taking measures, is that kind of like raising the issue to bring home a war hero who's in a Mexican jail because he took a wrong turn because he couldn't read the freaking signs because there was crap all over it, bushes and this and that? Huh? Is that what that means? What do you mean by further strengthen security? First of all, why is it not secure? You shouldn't have to further strengthen it. It should already be secure. You're going to take, supposedly, once it's all said and done and everybody's in Obamacare, it's going to handle the entire country. Don't you think that it should be, you know, very, very secure and it should never go online until it is? Don't you think that would be something that, oh, I don't know, would have been the correct thing to do? Just because you didn't have it secured, you got to put it online just to follow a schedule? Just so you don't have to admit to the American people that your system wasn't completely built yet, even though you spent, what, $2.1 billion now on this stupid website? Which is now the estimated number. And what does that mean in government speak, estimated? Estimated? Estimated means it's a hell of a lot more. And it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. They're going to keep spending more and more money on it, and it's never going to work. But you people had to have this Obamacare. Oh, and if you don't vote for Obamacare, well, that you're a racist, and you hate women. Because Obamacare is going to give all these women this health care. No, it's only going to give them an abortion and contraception. It's not going to give them health care. According to the FBI, typically these actors, God, I wish they would stop with these words, God. These actors use information technology themed spear phishing messages, which contain a malicious link that may connect to a new VPN site, whatever that is. Anyway, I don't care. We don't need to cover all this crap. Who gives a damn how they get in? They just get in. I don't know how they do it. I don't care how they do it. The fact is they do it. And this website never should have been online unless it was absolutely 100% positively secure. And you had a way to find out if anybody tried to get in. Well, you could nab them. Well, the Washington Post recently reported that healthcare data breaches reach up to 30 million individuals, and the numbers are still growing. Well, of course. Hello? Also, 4.5 million medical records stolen by Chinese hackers just this year. You don't think for one second the Chinese aren't trying to hack into this? You don't think the Chinese want to take us over? I know there's a lot of stuff going on with ISIS. Well, this is perfect for the Chinese. They're like, hey, you got these Americans over there in Islam land fighting them bastards. Well, they're not looking. Guess what? Well, we're going to attack them from the other end and take them over. They won't know what hit them. Well, that's exactly what they're going to do. And where's our president? Well, he's either on the golf course or practicing his bowling or trying on new mom jeans or getting a private concert from Jay-Z and what the hell's her name? Beyonce? Whatever. I mean, hey, look, if Beyonce wanted to give me a private concert, all right. Put on your little sexy costumes there. Shake your booty for a little while and serenade me. But I'm not the President of the United States. President of the United States has work to do. I understand you need a little downtime. You need a little fun. But we need a little work out of you first. When the Associated Press asked the Obama administration about the security system being used for healthcare.gov and Medicare, the administration denied access to any information or documents relating to healthcare.gov and Medicare, stating doing so, this is quote, state doing so could potentially allow hackers to break into the systems. Well, they already broke in. So what are you even talking about? What does that even mean? That meant that they didn't want to give out any information or documents that would, because the information in the documents would prove that the site wasn't secure, and they didn't want anybody to know that. Well, the site isn't secure. We know it's not secure, but is Congress doing anything? Why can't Congress say, I'm sorry, but this site is not secure? Congress could have stepped in. John Boehner, you could have stepped in and said no. You should have stepped in. You should have done something and said, no, this site cannot go online. It is not secure. You could have done something. The Congress should have done something at this point. Whether I don't care if Republican or Democrat. But the House and Senate should have said, no, wait a minute. Yeah, okay, fine. We believe in all this Obamacare. We love it, love it, love it. But it's not ready to go. My constituents are going to have, well, they're going to be in danger. And I don't want to do that to my people because I represent my people. That's why I'm here. But we don't get that. Why? Well, because they're more concerned with the vote, not the results, not the work, but the vote. Doing so could potentially allow hackers to break into the system. by you not giving out information that proves that it's not secure. And where's the media on this? Where's the American people on this? Well, they're sleeping. They're tired. They've been on a 24-hour Kim Kardashian marathon, and they've eaten all these bags of Cheetos. Their belly hurts. They're tired. They're sleepy. They need rest. They're tired. Let them sleep. New York schools now. More New York schools. They're dropping the Michelle Obama's lunch program. Everybody's dropping this. Again, liberals are losing ground everywhere. This is why they're desperate. They're out there doing anything they can. Now the hot buttons is immigration. That's why they want more people over here, so they can keep that Spanish vote. They got to get that Spanish vote. Got to get the Spanish vote. Well, why don't you concentrate on the American vote, not the Spanish vote, not the black vote, not the Asian vote, not the mixed breed vote, not the this vote, but the American vote. Do the American vote, not the group vote. But we don't get that anymore. Well, Central New York's Fayetteville and Baldwinsville school districts are the latest now to ditch the National School Lunch Program, which there shouldn't be a National School Lunch Program anyway. The government shouldn't have anything to do with friggin' lunch. It's lunch. It's lunch for the schools, cafeterias. It worked when I was a kid. We didn't have any problems with it. We had a good cafeteria. The lunches were great. The food was plentiful. It was cheap, and it was good food. Well, now you can't have grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup anymore. I mean, you can't get any more American than that. Grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup for a kid. We had these things, they were called cheese zombies. It was basically, dough with cheese in the middle, and it was baked. It was basically a grilled cheese sandwich, and you dipped it in your tomato soup. Everybody loved a cheese zombie. Who doesn't love a grilled cheese sandwich? You're a kid. Of course you do. And if you don't, well, pack a lunch yourself. But we had great lunches, man. We had sloppy joes. We had pizza. We had this. We had a chicken. We had everything. Didn't hurt us. We didn't die from it. Oh, but they're obese. Now they got to lower the calories and the fat and the sugar and the carbs and the sodium. I mean, my God. I mean, can we breathe? Can we breathe air? Can I drink water? I mean, come on. Look, all foods affect you differently. Sugar affects me differently than a lot of people. I love sugar. I love sweet things, but it doesn't love me. So I have to, control it. You have to be able to decide for yourself what is best for you. And if you like being fat, who gives a damn? What difference does it make to these liberals whether you're fat or not? It doesn't matter to me. I don't care how obese you are. But see, they don't like it. It doesn't look right. To them, it's all about aesthetics. That's it. You don't look right. You look fat. You disgust me. Well, what difference does it make? I don't care if there's fat kids. It's up to the parents. I'm sorry, but it's up to the parents. It's not up to the government to make these decisions. And the meals that they're serving them, they're not meals. They're just. Look, kids need to eat, man. In order for a kid to be healthy, they're going to have to eat. They do require sugar and carbs and sodium and fat and calories. They need it so they can go out in the playground and burn it off. They need that so they can grow. Children need carbs. I know teachers don't like it because the children, they get a little hyper. Well, that's part of being a kid. Little puppies are hyper. Little kittens are hyper. All little babies are hyper. It's natural. Look, I didn't invent life. I just know how it works. I don't know why it is the way it is, but, you know, children and puppies and kittens and all little baby animals. Most of the animal kingdom, the young ones are hype. It's their energy. That's how they're growing. So I'm sorry, teachers, but you're going to have to understand that, and you're going to have to figure out a way to work around with these kids. Learn how to talk to them. They don't want to learn how to teach. They just want to learn how to program. Well, that's not teaching. And children are not computers. And stop taking away the responsibility away from the parents. It's up to the parents to decide what their kid will eat, not you. Who are you? No more grilled cheese sandwiches. How come on? Well, David Hamilton, who is the Baldwinsville superintendent, said, "We couldn't offer that under the new guidelines of the federal government. Spaghetti and meatballs, we couldn't offer that either." So you can't get spaghetti and meatballs. Well, what the hell are the Italians going to do in New York without their spaghetti and meatballs? Well, they're going to get a little, you don't do that. You don't do that. You don't take away the spaghetti and meatballs in New York. What are you, nuts? Well, that's why they dropped this stupid program. But who doesn't love spaghetti and meatballs? I mean, come on. I mean, what kid doesn't love spaghetti and meatballs? And look, if you don't like the spaghetti and meatballs, well, then, you know, make a sandwich and bring it to lunch. You don't have to eat it. Well, all these programs, they're losing money because the students aren't eating it. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't eat it either. So they're going other places. Well, it looks like now Congress, I think it was more than 75% of the districts in New York are losing money. 75% of the districts in New York are losing money over this program. And basically what it's morphing into is more of it's going to be a free and reduced meal program. It's going to be a welfare program. It's going to be a food stamp program. It's going to be a government-run food stamp program. That's what it's going to be. That's all it is. They're going to be they want to be able to feed people whatever they decide that you can eat, whatever they want to feed you. And it's going to get to the point where you go into work. Well, your employer is going to be forced to feed whatever the government tells them. This is what you have to eat. You're not even going to be able to bring your own lunch into work anymore. They're going to get you all. I mean, where is it going to stop? And I'm sorry, Geraldo Rivera, but yeah, the slippery slopes do exist. And this is one of them. They're all one of them. Well, the House of Representatives, there's a number of lawmakers, are considering legislation to provide exemptions from the lunch regulations for schools because they're losing revenue. Well, Michelle Obama has vowed to fight for her project until the bitter end, quote unquote, until the bitter end. And Obama, her husband, has also promised to veto this legislation, which means you kids are going to be stuck with this lunch program no matter what. Because the king wants his little queen to have what she wants that way. Well, look, America, this is the kind of stuff that you need. You need to understand that this stuff is real. This stuff does lead to more and more and more and more control. Why can you not see that any parent that sends their kid to these schools, why they are not outraged? First of all, the Common Core. Secondly, the lunch program. And everything else that they indoctrinate into their students. Why are you parents not upset at this? Why are you not outraged? Are you not paying attention? There shouldn't be anybody in public schools. I think the parents... What I'd like to see is you have these teacher strikes. I think there needs to be student strikes. All the students, all the parents need to take their kids out of the public schools. We're not bringing our kids back into your public school, and we're not paying any more taxes until you unscrew this crap. But I think you could do a mass public school pulling out of. And I think if you did it and you put it into a lot of private schools, maybe you can get some private schools that can start up, offer a cheaper way to do it and a better education that's not run by the government, and you can eat whatever you want to eat. And we don't care. We don't care what color you are. We don't care who you are. You eat what you want. We don't care how fat you get. We're here to teach you. We are here to teach you math and English and history and science. We're here to teach you the academics. We are here to teach you. We are not here to indoctrinate you. We are not here to program you. We are here to teach you what we can teach you and allow you to be who you are. Not who we want you to be. Not who our government tells you that you need to be. It's called freedom. And that's just the way it is. Well, I want to thank everybody listening tonight, everybody on their smartphones, everybody everywhere, and we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.